is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Hallelujah!
How many of you know that God will work it out? How many of you know that He'll come through for you? Has He ever worked anything out in your life? Has He ever came through for you about anything? You ought to give Him praise. Hallelujah. Has He been faithful? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll work it out. He'll work it out. I'm a living witness that He'll work it out. He'll come through. No matter how hard it may seem, no matter how dark it may look, He'll bring you through it. Hallelujah. He'll come through for you. Hallelujah. I dare you to stand up on your feet and just begin to thank Him for working it out for you. Hallelujah. It ain't about nobody else but what He did for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for working it out for me. Thank you, Lord, for coming through for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's faithful. He's faithful. Is there anybody else testimony that God is faithful to you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. That sounds so sweet to me. Hallelujah. You got to know that you know that you know what God has done for you. And don't be ashamed to let the world know what God has done for you. Hallelujah. The Word said, if you be ashamed to own me before men, I wouldn't worry about what nobody in here sitting next to me, in front of me, or behind me got to say. Because we serve a risen Savior. Hallelujah.
He'll come.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so faithful. I'm radical. Y'all ain't got to praise Him like me, but I got a reason to praise God. Not just today, but every day of my life.
Yes, God.
You don't know my story.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know your story, but guess what? I know God brought you through it because I'm looking at you this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He didn't have to do it, but He did. Hallelujah. Woo, help me, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. I could testify about Cynthia. I used to look to this person, to that person, to try to get things worked out. But I never went to God when He was the one I should have went to in the first place. People didn't have the answer. But I have a God and I serve a God that has the answer to everything that I need worked out in my life. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. I know God will show up right on time.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to calm down. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you know that if the enemy would have had his way, I wouldn't be standing here today. But God. And so I don't mind getting crazy for him. I was crazy for the devil. And I'm going to be crazy for God. They talked about me in the world. I didn't care what they said. So guess what? I done switched partners now. You can talk about me in the church. I don't care. And I ain't scared of none of y'all because I wasn't scared in the world. Glory to God. Woo. Lord, have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Giving all praises to God for another opportunity to stand before his people and share what I believe he has given me in the absence of our pastor, Pastor G. Tamir Hams. Thank him for allowing me this opportunity to stand here one more Sunday. I truly thank God for allowing me one more time to proclaim his word. Tomorrow is not promised. I'm here right now. I don't know if I'll be here next Sunday. And so I'm going to give you what God gave me, and I'm going to give him the praise. I pray you will too. I'm going to give him the glory. I pray you will too. I pray we didn't just show up today because it's Sunday. And it's the time that we go to church. But I pray that you came expecting. If you came expecting, I promise you, you're going to receive from God what he wants to give. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us another opportunity, Lord God, to come into your house, to lift up your name, oh God, to worship you, to praise you, oh God, to glorify you. But most of all, God, to hear your word of what you want to speak to us today. Help us, oh God, to receive this word, oh God. Help us, oh God, to live this word. Help us, God, to apply this word to our lives, oh God. Help us to trust you, Lord God, and to lean on you. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you are, for who you are in our lives, for all that you do and all that you have done and all that you will do. We just bless your name. And Lord God, we just thank you. We praise you. And Lord God, your word says that where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. And so God, we believe you're here. Your presence is here. And Lord God, we thank you for showing up for us today. And Lord God, we just thank you that every hindering spirit, every hindering force that will come against your word or come to hinder this service is already bound in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that they won't even begin to operate. We shed it down now. We kill that spirit now in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. I yield myself and I decrease so that you may increase. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give God praise. I am excited. I'm trying to stay on the ground up here. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. I do have a word I believe God has given to me to share from 1 Peter 3 and 9. And when you have it, say amen. And y'all forgive me. I might be all over the place today, but it's going to all come together eventually. All right, and I'm reading out of Life Application. 1 Peter 3 and 9. And I'm going to read verse 8 as well. And this is pertaining to all believers. Amen. Amen. Finally, all of you should be of one mind, sympathize with each other, love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tenderhearted and keep a humble attitude. Verse 9, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do. Say that. That is what God has called me to do, because it's personal. He's called you to do that. He's called me to do that. And he will grant his blessing. Amen. For the scripture says, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. And for our subject today, is simply enough is enough. Have you ever been to a place in your life, probably there right now, to where you just sick and tired? Or just being sick and tired. And when you say, I can't do it anymore. There's a saying, say, I can't do this. In your spirit, because you're worn out, you become weary, you become worn of the same thing over and over and over again. They were touching on this so much in Sunday school, but I was just trying to be quiet because I knew I had to get up here and I was going to wind up preaching it. So, I mean, they were touching on that this morning. But we get to a point to where we say enough is enough. It could be from things from the past that you may be still living in at this very moment. You know, and all of us have a tolerance level. And you get to that point to where you say enough is enough. And when enough becomes enough, for some, it may take people longer to get enough is enough. For some people, it don't take as long to get to enough is enough. You know, but we have to know that whenever you get to enough is enough, what happens? It's going to cause you to move, ain't it? It's going to cause you to come from whatever place you in, and you're going to move out of that place because now you're about to take action and do something about it because enough is enough. I done had enough. You know, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Now, not to give an enemy praise, but God has given us as believers a word. He has given us as believers power. When God spoke the universe into being, he said, let there be. The word of God says there is power in the tongue. So if you belong to God and you're his child, guess what? There's power in your tongue. Enough power in your tongue to where you can change the situation to how you want it to be. Now, the situation may not change immediately after you speak it. It may not change the next day. It may not change overnight. But if you keep speaking what the word of God says over your situation, because you done had enough is enough. But even before you get to that point, we got to learn how to just speak the word over our situation. But when you get to the point to where enough is enough, speak the word over your situation. Finally, verse 8 says, all of you should be of one mind. You got to have the same mind. We got to be on one accord. I cannot stand here and say that everybody in here is of one mind. Some may come for one thing. Some may have come for something else. Some may have come for something else. But God says this is how we all should be when we come together of one mind. And what is that one mind? It's to lift up the name of Jesus, to worship him, to give him praise, to glorify him. But I guarantee some of us in here this morning thinking about what happened last night, thinking about what happened this morning, who you mad at, what happened on the job, what happened at Walmart, what happened with the children, what happened with the husband, what happened with the wife. Not one mind. When we enter into the house of the Lord, we got to have one mind to lift up the name of Jesus. And when we all come with one mind to lift up the name of Jesus, it's just no telling what'll happen. You know, it's just no telling what God will do in an atmosphere like that. But our bodies are here, and our minds is on the other side of town or at home or what I'm going to eat when I leave here. I didn't eat breakfast this morning. I'm hungry. I didn't have my coffee this morning. You know, so I'm kind of off. You know, we got to come with one mind. Y'all get what I'm saying, right? Got to come with one mind. Got to sympathize with each other, which is what we're doing. Because although you may have all that on your mind, guess what? We still love you. We still welcome you. And we still are treating you with love. Amen? Nobody's judging you for that. All right. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Now, I hear the saying all the time that this my sister from another mother, or this my brother from another mother, you know, but all of us that belong to Christ are sisters and brothers. And this will signify why the final words Peter was saying, all of you should be of one mind, you know, and sympathize with each other. Of course, sisters and brothers, biologically, have fallouts. You know, we have arguments. Sometimes they fight. You disagree, you know, and all of these things. But at the end of the day, what are they? Still sisters and brothers. In the body of Christ, we're sisters and brothers, connected blood by the bloodline of Jesus Christ. All right? So we're brothers. We're sisters. We may argue. We may I hope we don't fight. You know, but we have disagreements, and we may fight. You know, and have disagreements and all of these things. But at the end of the day, we're still what? Brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, it ought to be at some point to where we come back together and say, look, I'm sorry. You know, I act the idiot. I act the fool. You know, I was wrong. You know, but right there. We don't want to admit when we wrong. We act like to admit that we wrong is going to take something from us. And it's not. But it's really going to show forth the character of God in you. When you can admit that you wrong. Okay, well, I was wrong. You know, I take my lick. You know, my bad. You know, I'm sorry. You know, please forgive me. I was wrong for that. It don't take anything. That's what brothers and sisters do, but not us. Some of us, most of us. Baby, if I say the wrong thing or step, I have to use step on your foot or all of these things, it's going to be 3 years before you speak to me, before you say anything to me. You're going to come up in God's house. Not a one mind, not sympathizing with me, not loving me as your sister. I can't stand her. We don't do that in the body of Christ, though, do we? That's the world that does that. It takes 3 years, 5 weeks, 10 days, you holding that because maybe I stepped on your foot. I probably didn't even know I stepped on your foot, you know. But instead of you getting the offense right, hey, you stepped on my foot. Then, oh, baby, I ain't know. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I didn't even know I had did that. See, a lot of times things happen and we don't know. Sometimes things happen and we do know. You know, because we some cutthroat people in the body of Christ. And we don't care what we say. We don't care how we say it. We don't care how you feel about what we say or how we act, our attitudes or whatever. And we supposed to accept it. And you know, and most of us do. You know, most of us do because we made a choice that what, Lord, I'm going to show forth you in me. Pastor Ham said it all the time. Now I get to say it. It ain't that we scared. It ain't that we won't lay hands either. Because ain't none of us finished product. I can't stand here and tell nobody that I ain't going to fight. Because God's still working on me. I could just only talk about Cynthia. And if you push the right button, hey, let's get it. Bring it. Because I still got some stuff in me. It's not taking anything from me from letting y'all know that I still got some stuff in me that need to be worked on. I ain't a finished product. And it depends how far you go with me. So those online and in here, don't think that Christians are wimps or weak. We just making choices to let God handle. Making choices to let God handle, to let God fight the battles, to let God work it out. Because what does his word say? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. You know, but sometimes, depends on what's going on. You done had one of them days when enough is enough. And somebody come with that foolishness. And you be like Jack in the Box. I'm popping out. I ain't say God. I said Cynthia gonna pop out. I don't ever want Cynthia to pop out. I always want God to pop out. You know, but we get to the point to where, you know, we get tired of things. The enemy comes, you know, to pick fights with God's people. He picks fights, and guess what? God allows him to do so. God allows him to do it because God knows already what he has equipped all of us with. He knows what we can stand. He knows what we can't endure. That's why you ain't never endured nothing that he ain't brought you through and out of it. That's why the trials are different, and we go through different things, and then some of us go through the same things, but God knows what each and every one of us can go through. You know, but he can bring us all through it and out of it with a testimony of what he done. You know, the trials come to make us strong. He said in this world we was going to have what? Tribulation. But don't fear because I've already what? Overcome the world. This is what Jesus said. You know, so we all go through, and the enemy is mad at God because he got kicked out and couldn't be God. So now, guess what he does? Mess with God's children. Now, I pray none of us sitting in here get mad with a parent and start picking on the children. Or start treating the children funny because you mad with the parent. Do we do that in 2025? I don't like her because that's Cynthia's daughter. Really? Our mindset have to change. You know, don't allow the enemy to use you. Because who in here think they exempt from the enemy using them? Saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. He'll use you. He'll use you if he can. That's why we got to stay prayed up. We got to stay alert. And you got to learn his strategies because he'll use you and you don't even know you being used. See, he ain't nothing to play with. He's nothing to play with. But he picks fights. Brother Max said this morning, see, he knows our weaknesses. He ain't going to come messing with you about nothing that you don't have to deal with. He going to come messing with you about stuff that you struggling with, stuff that you dealing with, and stuff you trying to probably get help from God with to get away from. And he's going to come as the tempter, you know, to mess with you about those things. Because don't sit here and think that because we in God, the devil don't know your weakness. He knows. This was an angel that was in heaven. You know, he knows, and we can't take him for granted. So you have to recognize who it is, you know, that's creating the havoc. We always look at, you know, the person. We only have one enemy, one adversary, which is Satan. He's the devil. He's the enemy. Now, he got agents that he sends to and fro, working through people, you know, to buffet us, to aggravate us, to get on our nerves and do all of these things to us. These are the agents, the demons. You know, it's many of them. That's why they can go from, you know, all around. Because it's not Satan himself, but it's his agents. Just like us, God is seated. Jesus is seated. Holy Spirit living in us is active. He can be everywhere. You know, so when the Spirit of the Lord shows up, it ought to be a change, right? It ought to be a difference, right? And the Holy Spirit is going to do what he's supposed to do. He's going to let us know, this ain't God, you know. And you have to take heed to it and not yield to the flesh, which is so easy to do because we used to being in control. We used to being in control of what we do, how we handle things, what we say. You know, it's my life, having it our way. We used to that. But when we accept Christ into our life as our Lord and Savior, it begins to change because now you have somebody now that you have surrendered your life to and surrendering your life to and will surrender your life to. It's a process. Day by day, I want to die to what Cynthia wants. Day by day, I want to die to everything that's not of God and to be more and more like God. And this is why I said earlier, I'm not a finished product. Neither are you. There are some things that I used to do, I don't even think about doing anymore. He's brought me through that. But then there are still some things that I don't want to do that I still do. He's working on me. And you too. So we have to be tenderhearted. You know, we got to show forth love. See, what if God said enough is enough? What we say it all the time. Enough is enough. I done had enough of her. I done had enough of him. I done had enough of this job. I done had enough of this, that, and the other. What if God said to each and every one of us, I got enough of you. You rebellious. You disobedient. I tell you to go left. You go right. I tell you to lift your hands. You just sit there. I say, give me praise. You act like I don't matter to you. I got enough. What if God said enough is enough? I done had enough. You want to do it your way and not the way my word says do it. I got enough. Yeah. It flipped from what we say to what God says. It's just something to think about. Only you know how you living. Only you know what you do. But what if God said to whatever it is, I done had enough out of you with that. And so remember I told you, so when a person done had enough, it's going to move to some form of action, right? So what do you suppose God would do when he say, I done had enough. I done had enough. Are you treating me like I ain't died for you? I had enough. Are you acting like I ain't bring you through? You taking the credit like it was something you did? Or you giving the credit to somebody else? I done had enough of providing for you. And you thinking it's because you getting up every morning, going to work, and making a living for yourself. I done had enough of not getting the glory for the things that I do in your life. You taking the glory for yourself. Look what I did. Look what I said. Look what I accomplished. Look at me. That's what Satan did. That's why he got kicked out. I. Remember somebody's word, is it? Isaiah. I know it's in Isaiah. It's in the book of Isaiah. I want to say 63. Might not be. But it's in the book of Isaiah. You can read all about what happened with Satan when God kicked him out of the kingdom. Because he wanted to be God. You know, how foolish. How foolish can we be to take the credit for what God says? So, we'll sit here and we'll take stuff that the enemy does, you know, to us. You know, so we have to recognize, first of all, who it is. We have to recognize that it's the enemy, all right? Once you recognize that it's the enemy that made a fool out of us all these years and all these weeks and all these months and all this time, you know, then we have to repent. Because once you come into the knowledge, you know, you're going to change some things. You know, the word says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. You know, so sometimes people don't know. But then when you know and you find out, you just can't leave it like that. You got to make a move and do something about it. Not to people, but you got to go to God and repent. God, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Because guess what? He knows you didn't know. And he know if you know and you ain't doing it. So he knows already, but you have to be godly sorrow. You just don't go with an attitude of, well, God, I repent. I did this here, you know, and I'm sorry. No, you got to be godly sorry, like really sorry that, Lord, I did this. You got to really feel like you done broke God's heart in doing what you done. And repent before him, God, I'm sorry. And confess what you did, because he already knows. And see, if we get our eyes off people, I think that came up in Sunday school too. Y'all just taught the message. We worry about what people gonna say, gonna think. I'm a minister called out to minister the gospel. I already done shared with y'all. I ain't perfect. Baby, I hit that altar in a heartbeat. When I need to, and I know I need to, I will hit that altar. I don't care what y'all say. Ooh, she a minister. Sure is. And by me coming to the altar for God to help me and to get what I need, it's not going to take anything away from me. Because guess what? I'm still going to be a minister called by God with some issues just like y'all got. Ministers, pastors are not perfect people. People feel like that we can't make no mistakes, that life can't happen to us and all this. Oh, she's supposed to be a preacher. Or she's supposed to be this. Or she's supposed to be that. But I'll tell you like this here. I was a woman before I became a preacher. And when I was born in the world of sin too, with a sin nature. And God called me with my messed up self just to try to help somebody else just with what he done brought me through and to testify about the goodness of him. That's it. And you are a minister too, because that's what he called you to. You know, it's to proclaim the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. But we as people, as God's people, we go through things. You know, we go through things. We hurt. We feel. You know, we be disappointed. We be aggravated. We be frustrated. We go through all of these things. Have you ever just, you been on your job, and you just have people that nag you all the time. You know, and you just wish they would go away. You know, and you could be, what, meditating. You could be trying to keep a mind of prayer or whatever, and here come this person. See, That's an assignment. That's the enemy picking a fight with you. Because he's trying to make you come out your character. He's trying to make you go off on that brother or go off on that sister and say something you ain't got no business saying. And he going to stand back and say, got him. It wasn't all what they said they was. I knew it. See, that's what he does. You know, that's why you got to learn the strategies. When you read your Bible, learn the strategies of the enemy. It's in there. Everything that he does is in there. And he don't do nothing different. He'll come in different ways. But he don't do nothing different. He don't do anything different. So you have to recognize who it is. We in the church, we mad at each other and ain't speaking to each other and can't do kingdom building and I ain't finna do this and I ain't finna do this because she's singing up there. I ain't finna sing up there. And she preaching, I ain't going because Pastor Ham ain't up there. I ain't coming to church. Woo! I am surprised to see this many here this morning. I'm just going to be real. I am surprised to see this many here knowing that Pastor Ham was not going to be here today. Because we know y'all don't want to hear us, but I'm going to give it anyway. I'm going to give it anyway. I'm not Pastor Ham's. No, God got Pastor Ham in his own calling, and he got me in my own calling. But I'm going to give you the word, what I believe he gave me, and I pray you receive it. Amen. 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 Don't y'all just love God for that? See how the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. I just said what y'all thinking. Man, I forgot Pastor Ham wasn't going to be here today. I could have stayed at home. Then the lights went out last night or this morning. Ain't no cable. I could have used that and just stayed at home and said I couldn't find nothing. Oh, tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So we have to recognize, you know, the enemy. We have to repent. Repent unto God. And once you repent, even though you may still have the issue, even though you may still have things going on, guess what? Then you have to represent Jesus Christ. You have to represent him even though you messed up. A lot of times people feel like, well, I ain't there yet, which I don't know where there is. I'm not there yet. I ain't got to that place yet. I mean, what place you have to get to? I mean, I'm just wondering what place is it that you have to get to just tell somebody that Jesus loves you or to just share what Jesus did for you, you know, and encourage somebody that you can make it. If you don't know the word that much, hey, I don't know what scripture I can give you, but in the back of every Bible, there's a concordance where everything that pertains to life, you got this stuff about kindness, greed, money, love, joy, peace, your healings. So you may run across somebody that's dealing with some of these things. If you don't know where it's at, got phone apps now. Look it up on the phone. Google it. You know, a scripture. I need a scripture on healing. I need a scripture on finance. I need a scripture on sorrow. I need a scripture on finances. I need a scripture on peace. These are the excuses that we make for not doing what God says do once we become a child of his. And what if he says enough is enough? What if he tells you that? What if he tells me that, Cynthia, enough is enough? You know, because he's going to move, and he ain't going to move like I want him to move. For being disobedient, for being selfish, all of these things, for having an attitude all the time, for being grateful, mean, backbiting, gossiping, all of these things, you know, he could do it. But thank God for his grace and his mercy and his patience. Because he's patient with us, he gives us time to get ourselves together. Because it's so many things he could do that he don't do. You know, thank God for Jesus Christ. You know, because in the Old Testament, I was reading, I think it's in the book of, Deuteronomy, is where God caused the ground to open up, and he swallowed up a whole family. God did. Because they didn't follow instructions and do what he said do. So he opened the ground up. The people fell in, a whole family, the man and his wife. I can't think of it. Read Deuteronomy. Y'all will run across it. And then the ground closed back up. You know. So what if God says enough is enough? Now, I'm just crazy enough to believe that what God did one time, he can do it again. Of course we're under grace. Of course we're under mercy. That was Old Testament. We are New Testament Christian, but God ain't changed. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And in my mind, that's how I think. Well, Lord, you ain't changed. I say, if you did that then, what if you do that now? You know, we got earthquakes and stuff going on, tsunamis and stuff going on. You know, not saying that God is the cause of it, but he allows it. You know, he allows it. You know, so we have to represent. Don't be afraid to represent who you stand for. There's a song that we sing that I want to know who's on the Lord's side. I bet you everybody in here going to raise their hand and say, I'm on the Lord's side. But when push comes to shove, and you have to get out there on the front line and say, who's on the Lord's side? You ain't gonna move. You gonna sit there just like we sit. See how we sitting? We gonna sit there just like we sitting now, you know. Because it's good. It feels good and it looks good to be in the majority. But when push comes to shove, and there are times when God will have you on the front line, you know, when you have to stand. If nobody stands with you, are you gonna stand? You know, when you have to be unpopular, you know, against what's popular, will you stand? Or are you going to fit in with the crowd? Because I want to fit in because I don't want to be labeled as a church girl, church boy, and all of these things here. Call me a church girl. My husband called me that. You're a church girl. Yes, I am. Compliment. Compliment. I am a church girl. I ain't the devil's girl. So he recognizes something. Amen. Amen. And see how easy I could have took offense to him calling me that, but I know who I am. So I ain't take offense to that. Yeah, you right. It's just all in how you perceive what's being said. You ain't got to get all mad and bent out of shape, you know, like we do, baby, because we ain't who we think we are. You know, and all that we are is because of God, that we are that. All right, so enough is enough. So the enemy is fighting us on every turn. He's fighting us in relationships. He's fighting us in marriages. He's fighting us on our jobs. He's fighting us in our finances. He even fighting us in the church because he's keeping us divided, you know. He's keeping us divided, and things happen like we talked about, the irritation, the frustration, and all of these things, and it causes you sometimes to say things without thinking. It causes us to hurt people's feelings without meaning to hurt people's feelings, you know, because you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, parents, you have them children, them grandchildren running through the house all day. You done had a hard day at work. You kind of tired and want to sit down and chill. But you can't sit down. You can't take a nap. I'm talking about me. You can't take a nap because they just all over the place. And you got to watch them. You know, so you get frustrated and you just be like, whew. I be like, enough. is enough. I'm taking him back to his mama. Am I by myself? Some of y'all grandparents, y'all could take them back to your parents. Happen to be raising one. So, baby, it's a challenge day in and day out. He works my nerves, you know. But I love him. I love him. And God, in his mysterious way, just musters up and gives me strength to just keep doing it, you know. And I say, well, Lord, he keep me energized. Keep me energized. And see, it's all how you look at it, because I looked at it and I said, well, Lord, I said, I wonder how it would be if I didn't have DJ here. Would I have as much energy? Would I have as much spunk? Would I be able to, you know, would I be lively as I am now? Would I just be going down? You know, so kids are a blessing. They're a gift. They keep you energized. They keep you moving, you know. So everything happened for a reason, you know. But the enemy is fighting us on every hand. We have to deal, sadly to say, we have to deal with fake people in the church, people that say, I love you, I miss you, and ready to cut your throat. And you ain't did nothing, but just trying to love. I mean, and it's sad to say that we have people like that in the church. Those are people, I believe, are church people. They are not spiritual people. Church people will act like the world most times. Let me break it down. Church people got saved, got baptized, came out the water, and just stopped. They didn't do nothing else. Didn't try to get Bible study. Didn't try to get no other teaching. Didn't try to get no learning, no understanding, no Sunday school, no women of Zion, no men's meeting, nothing. I'm just going to come to church on Sunday and leave. Spiritual people want to grow. So they're going to get baptized and give their life to Christ. And then they're going to pursue it even farther. They're going to read the Bible. Might not understand what you're reading right then. So let me get myself the Bible study and get this word broke down so I can understand, because life be lifing. And when something happens in life that I don't know how to handle, the word gonna come back to me, what I remember say being broke down at Bible study, that's gonna teach me and show me how to handle that situation. Where me trying to go on my own, is this what this word, is this what this scripture saying? I don't know if that's really what that scripture saying. But it's available for you to come and to get it broke down, for you to ask questions, and to get an understanding so you'll know how to handle life. Sunday mornings, you're going to get the message, what you're getting now. Can't get the word broke down. I mean, you can ask questions, but most people don't. On Wednesdays, you had an opportunity. Well, I don't understand what was just said. Can you explain that? And it'll be explained. And when that situation come up, because trust me, when Pastor Ham give a word, you're going to deal with it somewhere down the road. You will deal with it. Maybe that same week, you know, and be like, man, and you're going to remember Bible study. Man, I just heard that. And it's going to show you how to handle it. You know, so it's always something that we have to do. You know, so you recognize, that means you recognizing what's going on. You recognizing that you're tired. You recognizing who it is. You know, you recognizing that the situation, whatever it may be from your past. It may be that you shame. It may be fear, guilt, or whatever. That we sit up in the church with this every Sunday. And, you know, we sit up in the church with fear. We sit up in the church with guilt. We sit up in the church with shame, you know, and you wonder why. I live to see the Shekinah glory of God just overshadow this place. But he can't, you know, he's not going to go. He can't move like he want to move, because we got so much that we bring in that we don't allow him to move and do what he want to do, because when the invitation come, we'll sit there like we ain't got guilt. We'll sit there like we ain't fearful. we'll sit there like we not ashamed. Minister Small said this morning, we need to be delivered. All of us. We have been delivered, we are being delivered, and we will be delivered. You know, so all of us need to be delivered. But when you sit there and act like it ain't me, oh, I'm good, I can handle it, I can deal with this on my own, and God see you. Nobody else see you, but God knows what you're dealing with. You know, and when he sends a word to help, you get through that. And you sit on it, and you know that it's you. You know what it's like, you saying, you rejecting him. And what if God said, enough is enough, or you rejecting me? Every time I send help to pull you out, to pull you through, to help you get through, to heal your heart, you keep telling me, no, I'm good. So God said, enough is enough. I won't send my word no more. I won't send my healing anymore. And this is just a what if. What if God says, enough is enough? See, because we all want things from God. And we know that everything we need comes from God. So what if he closed his hand and don't give us anything? Don't give us anything. Because, see, we got to get to the point and realize that it's not about us anymore. That it's all about him. I want to please you, God. I'm going to make mistakes along the way. You know, a just man falls how many times? 7. But he gets back up. I'm learning. It's a process. As I'm growing, as I'm on this journey, I'm going to fall. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to goof some things up, you know, but I'm learning all the time, and I'm going to get back up and get back in it and what? Continue to do better, you know. And so we have to represent Jesus Christ, you know. And then the other thing that the enemy fights us on the most is our identity. We don't know who we are. If you read the word and see who God says you are, royal priesthood, The mind can't fathom that. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm just plain Jane. But the word says you are royal priesthood. The word says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The word says we're the head and not the tail. How am that and I'm struggling? How am I the head and I'm struggling? And not the tail. You got to believe. See, remember, your words have power. In the spiritual realm, when God said, let there be, it went into the atmosphere. When we speak words of what God said, it goes into the atmosphere. And the words is in the atmosphere. You continue to study. You continue to praise God. You continue to do what we do, you know, to grow in him. And guess what? You believe what you speak, it going to manifest. You're going to be like, what happened? Because you spoke it. Same thing if we speak negative stuff. We cause it to manifest in the atmosphere. My knees could be hurting so bad. And I just be like, Lord, I thank you for my healing. And I could be hopping. I could be hopping. I could feel the pain. But I'm believing God because his words say, by his stripes I'm healed. So I'm in pain. But I say, I'm healed. See, because it looked crazy to the natural mind. You know, that girl crazy. She up there talking about she healed and she hopping. Yeah. Because I believe that I can have what I say. I believe that because the word says that I could have what I say. The word said, call those things that be not as though they were. How do you want things to be in your life? Lord, I just want to be on so be on fire for you so much, God, that I won't be ashamed no more, that I could just lift my hands and praise you and worship you and give you glory and not worry about what nobody say. Keep speaking it. It's going to manifest. It's going to see you running around the church with, whoo, she ain't never moved. It will happen. Our words have power. You know, speak to your situation. Speak over your situation. It works. But a lot of times the devil try to make us feel like we're not who God says we are. You know, so he attacks us in our mind for our identity. You know, because I'm not acting a certain way, you know, he'll say, because I do certain things, the devil will whisper in our ear and tell us, mm-mm, you don't belong to God. If you belong to God, you wouldn't be doing that. You wouldn't be saying that. You wouldn't be acting like that. But it's a work, and it's a process. It's a process. It's some. How many of you in here have done some things that you don't even think about doing anymore? Because God has delivered you from that. And he's still delivering us. So it's some more stuff. Just like God did that, then guess what? He'll do the rest. He will. If we will allow him to have that, you know, control. So the devil does. He wants us to give up. He wants us to believe that however my life is right now, it is never going to change. And I serve you notice that the devil is a lie. I speak that for all y'all. However it is right now, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. But the devil will tell you this is how it's going to always be. I had a saying a while back where years ago I would say, Lord, how long? Because it's like it wasn't going to never end. I said, Lord, how long? I had a sister would always echo, that's encouragement. She'd say, not long, not long. You know, and it'll give you a little push to go farther, you know, because sometimes God don't move as fast as we want him to move. And I think that's why a lot of times we'll take things into our own hands and try to fix it, you know, and be like Sarah and try to help God. You know, but God don't need our help. We just got to wait on him. And while we waiting, we studying his word. We praying. We keeping the faith that he's going to work it out. You know, that he's going to come through and that he is faithful. Okay? All right. Because how many of you know that whatever it is that you're going through, it don't determine your victory? We victorious because the word of God says we are victorious through Christ Jesus. So we are victorious. So don't let that determine whatever it is that you're going through, that you just out for the count. I think you're just right for God to move, you know, in your life. Okay? So we have to change how we are in the body of Christ with each other, you know, because, and just ask yourself that question all week. What if God said, enough is enough? For whatever it may pertain to, we slothful, we lazy, we do what we want to do. You know, it ain't about kingdom building. Our priorities out of order. It's what I want first and what God want last. And it should be the other way around, you know, because I'm going to do me. I ain't got to be in church all the time. I ain't.